Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Welcome to Fire It Up with CJ. I'm CJ Liu, and this segment starts our four-part series on guided meditations to heal yourself and to heal the planet. And today I am lucky to have Nikki Scully, who is a very gifted shamanic healer, and she's going to talk about her book, her new book entitled Planetary Healing. I need some healing, Nikki. I'm sick. So welcome. You know, you came and you did The Woman of Wisdom, and you remember... And in your book, you mentioned the cauldron meditation, where you do
cauldron, the making spirit medicine.
Yes, and it was after you had that pivotal experience for the Chernobyl thing, I guess, and you came over here and you gave this meditation, and I was one of the first people, I guess, that ever received that meditation.
Is that the one that's on the? There is the communal cauldron meditation is part of the. Is the CD journey that's with the Planetary Healing book. And it really started the actual recognition that that was the next book. And that's what we're doing for our first call to action, which is tonight. We're doing a free web Skype telecast.
Cool. So is it the same as a CD in your book, or is it something different? I listened to the CD just moments ago.
It will be that particular journey, but of course it won't have all the music and bells and whistles that the CD that the book has. But the idea is we're working on developing community so that we can put the power of our numbers together and. You know, it's so much stronger when we all put our hearts and minds together, when we do the heart breath and do a meditation like that, and when there are hundreds of us doing it at the same time. Well, you can imagine, because you know the journey, what that will be like, and that's what we're doing for the first time tonight.
Oh, cool. So tell us how we join into the teleclass. How do people join in on that?
You would go to planetaryhealingbook.com. And then there's a link to register, and you get the phone number and the PIN number or Skype or however it is. It all comes back to you immediately in a instruction.
Oh, cool. Okay, so this is one of the books, one of the meditations in your book. So tell us about the book and how you came about writing the book. I know it's accumulation of all of your work over whatever the last 20 years. Is that right?
Well, this is specifically the work that I've done with my husband, who is a visionary. I'm the articulator, and he's the visionary. And together we kind of have this amazing creative process where he has these visions, and then I apply them into the teachings. And we've learned over the years like, for example, that class that I was doing at Women of Wisdom when this first came in, I had actually planned on doing something else, and the night before, he suddenly started having this spontaneous vision, which let me know something new was happening, and the next day, I think there was like 65 women in the room to study alchemical healing, and we wound up bringing in this amazing... community cauldron medicine, and that was right after my alchemical healing book had been published. So that was in the early 2000s, and then we realized that we had this whole new body of work coming in, but the actual body of work started with Chernobyl. So we went back and we compiled all the work that we had done. I think our first planetary healing class was in 1987. And so the beacon and the creating an air force and the volcano, those were all in that first class in 1987 when I had asked in ceremony if I could have some new work to give to my students to prepare for the harmonic convergence that was happening that fall. And so Mark started visioning those processes. And then the culmination of the Air Force, the idea of which happened all the way back then, is happening starting tonight as we, the community that is already beginning to gather around this book, are coming together on air so that we can use the force and power of our collective hearts and mind to make some changes.
And you've mentioned a couple of different times that there's more that happens in community than individually. Is that, I mean, is that true? And if so, how do you know that?
Well, mathematically, it's called the exponential power of numbers. So anytime you get two or more people together, it's going to increase the effect, the influence that it has if you focus, whether you're in prayer or in meditation or in ceremony. And that's why, I mean, there's tests. Let's see, where can you go? I know HeartMath is one of the places where they're doing studies on this. And there was another one I heard on national news where they actually discovered that when events, earth-shaking events, are happening, there is an entrainment of energy throughout the planet. What was really fascinating was they were measuring frequencies, and before the planes plowed into the towers on 9/11, the frequencies started to resonate hours before the event actually happened.
Oh, fascinating. Fascinating. So, and we'll have to talk more about that after the commercial. I'm so sorry. So sorry about the sound stuff. So thank you. Next, we're going to talk more about your meditations. And I really think you have a really interesting brand or mixture of shamanism, alchemy, and Egyptian mythology. So we're going to talk more about that and how you use it for healing the planet. So big thanks to you. If you missed any part of the show, you can go to iTunes, fireitupwithcj.com. And then Nikki will have the teleclass today that you can find on planetaryhealingbook.com. And she will also be in a class in Seattle on November 9th and 10th that you can go to at eastwestbookshop.com to sign up. Thanks. We'll be right back.
Transforming the world one listener at a time.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for listening to Fire It Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This is part two of our series on guided meditations to heal the planet. And today we are really fortunate to have Nikki Scully, who is a really gifted healer. And she's here to talk about her unique way of combining alchemy, shamanism, and Egyptian mythology. And a lot of this work, this combination of all these things, are featured in her new book, Planetary Healing. Welcome back, Nikki.
Thank you.
So tell us about a lot of the folks that are probably listening aren't really familiar with alchemy and shamanism and Egyptian mythology. So could you do a quick little 101 on these concepts and I want to understand how these combine and are kind of logical combinations of things.
Okay. Well, I think I'll start with shamanism. I think people are probably more familiar with that term. Shamanism, a shaman is a person that travels between the worlds to bring back power and healing for their communities. And they're usually go through many rites of passage. They're often the wounded healers that have been through things, or they're recognized when they're born by the elders of the community and trained for their lives. So Western culture, particularly in this country, really doesn't have a place for that. You find it in Native American tribes, but because that's missing in our culture, it seems as though it's been bubbling up. People find themselves having these spontaneous experiences or callings and don't understand or think they're crazy. But eventually, hopefully, most of them find their way to teachers and can realize what's happening and then take their place and begin to help other people through what they've learned. For me, I wound up studying with Native Americans and vision questing and going off to Egypt and eventually realizing who I was and what I had to contribute.
What led you to Egypt when after your Native American training? What led you to Egypt?
Well, actually, I went to Egypt in 1978 with the Grateful Dead.
Woo! That's fun.
That was my welcome home party, although I didn't recognize it as such at the time.
Uh-huh.
what I did recognize that there was more magic and synchronicity happening every moment of those weeks I spent in Egypt than I'd experienced in my life to that point.
Wow.
So I returned several weeks later and again three times that first year, and then I found myself in Egypt committing to becoming a healer, and then had to leave the Grateful Dead family, or at least leave the Bay Area and move to Eugene to find teachers and work on myself and fulfill the commitment I made, because I committed to becoming a healer and I didn't even know what that meant.
Oh my goodness. You know, when you're telling me this, I'm getting chills all over my body. That's so funny. Yeah. It must be true. That's my barometer that something is really important and true, because when you're telling me, it's like my body is like flushing. It's either that or I'm really sick. I'm not sure.
I hope you're not sick.
No, I think it's really, it's wow, it's really interesting. So when you, who are you committing to be a healer to? Like, who was it that you're committing to? Is it Thoth or who?
I didn't even know Thoth at that time. I was on the river, and a child that was with us dove into the water, and it was really shallow, and she scrunched up pretty good, and we were in the middle of nowhere on this little sandbar, and I had nothing but a crystal, and I prayed a lot and held her, and she came back, and I found myself realizing that, you know, I wanted to understand this. I wanted to be able to do that in a conscious way and understand what was happening. And so I moved in 1981. I moved to Oregon, and the first thing that opened to me was Reiki, and that I embraced quite enthusiastically. And then a year and a half later, when I went to become a Reiki master, the world Reiki master, Phyllis Furumoto, and I had become friends by then, and she said, you know, knowing you and your life, I think before you made a lifelong commitment to this, you should study shamanism, because it appeared to her that that was more my tradition from what she knew of me. And so then I began to really get into the Native American studies and studying healing. And through my studying of healing through Hawaiian and Egyptian healing, I found the Egyptian pantheon and my teacher, Thoth, who is my main mentor. And he's the god of wisdom, language, communications, magic, healing, and science in Egypt. But what that means, it's like, you know, there'd probably be a little confusion as what's meant by God. What I think is meant by gods to the Egyptians were the principles of nature that express themselves in such a way that, to take Thoth, for example, anyone who is in communion with Thoth is really in communion with their own highest, wisest self. That band or frequency of intelligence throughout the universe that will see and experience a larger, wiser picture. And so regardless of who is doing it, from that perspective, they're going to see similar things or express similar wisdom. And for me, Thoth expresses very much as the god of Egypt, seen as the man being with the ibis head or in any of the forms that he shows up. And I know that when I am in communion with Thoth, I am also in communion with that part of myself that is connected to the collective high selves of all intelligent or sentient beings.
Right, so it sounds like that's your kind of unique, you know, everyone probably has a different way of connecting and it to something that's higher than themselves. And so for you, it's Thoth.
Well, no, actually, that's not quite what I mean. I think everybody has a way of connecting to this aspect of wisdom. Mm-hmm. And yes, for me, thought represents that.
I see. Okay. Got it.
And thought is, you know, if you go back through the Hermetic teachings to the source of Kabbalah, Tarot, many others, it all weaves back to this initial Egyptian source. And that's usually seen as Hermes Trismegistus or Thoth.
Ah, I see. So in some ways, alchemy, the root of alchemy, all, if you trace back, it will go back to Egyptian mythology and Thoth.
Pretty much.
Yeah, okay.
Alchemy, the word means of the land of Egypt. Kemet was a name for Egypt, the black land. And that was called the black land because of the second fertile silt that when the Nile flooded, it would leave behind, and that would then transform into the food that fed the people, and that was the first alchemy.
Oh, fascinating. I had no idea. We actually went to Egypt before all this stuff broke out, but I didn't realize that the alchemy was actually the first. I'm a relatively, like my audience, I'm a newbie in understanding some of these things. So fascinating. So here's what I understand, that it really was in Egypt that all this stuff was triggered to you, then triggered for you, which then led you to Reiki, which then led you to shamanism, which then led you to Thoth. Is that right? Interesting.
You'd think it was a backwards way to go, but there's actually a wonderful scholarly book now called Shamanism and the Pyramid Text by a man named Jeremy Nadler, an Oxford scholar, who has explained quite clearly how Egypt was actually a shamanic culture. The culture of mysticism that we think of in the way we do is actually shamanic, because the initiated pharaohs, the pharaohs that actually held the reins of power in an uncorruptible way, were initiates that were directly by initiation connected to their own divinity and able to rule from that higher mind.
Fascinating. I had no idea, but that makes logical sense to me. Unfortunately, we've run out of time on this segment, so we will be right back. And if you want to hear more about Nikki, go to her class on September 9th and 10th at the eastwestbookshop.com, or in Portland at the New Renaissance Books on November 11th. The next segment is the Fantastic Four, Earth, Wind, Fire, and Water, and how to use them in planetary healing. We'll be right back.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
We are living living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, and disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how good does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer cells, reduce blood pressure and inflammation, and even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in and listen to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer share how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com. That's PowerfulD.com.
Welcome back to the Fired Up with CJ Show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. I am CJ Liu, and today we have Nikki Scully, a very gifted shamanic healer and author of a new book called Planetary Healing. And in that book, she often has these meditations that draw upon a lot of the elements, the earth, the wind, the fire, the water, and using them for planetary healing. And so, Nikki, I wanted to talk to you about the elements and how you go about incorporating them into your guided meditations in your book.
First of all, I want to address that all of the spiritual and magical traditions, pretty much the world over, and the indigenous traditions honor the four elements or five elements, because it often includes earth, water, fire, air, and spirit as the fundamental basic elements of creation. Now, of course, science has discovered the 118 table, periodic table of elements, and the elements as we perceive them are often compounds like water, which is H2O. However, in the magical traditions, in healing and in spirituality, those basic elements do provide a starting point for honoring the source of where we came from. And that's pretty much the world over. You'll find it a little different in the Oriental traditions where you have metal and where the elements are different, but those systems they work as they're given. I know in alchemical healing, we do an initiation where we actually wire each of your fingers to a specific element so that when you turn on the energy, that if you just use that little symbol of the element, it's like opening a door and suddenly that element is coming through your hands with the universal life force energy, and it's very powerful, and it allows you to be more precise in your healing work than just generating energy. And so you would use the water for cooling and contracting, the fire for giving vitality and heating things up. You'd use the earth for healing mending bones and grounding and bringing things into physical. And so the elements are very practical in working in that way. Insofar as the planetary healing work goes, you don't have to look far to see how important the elements are. If our air is polluted, we choke. And so in planetary healing, we have journeys to adapt to the poisonous, to help us adapt to the poisonous environment that we've created while we're turning things around and changing things. Mm-hmm. And journeys that give us shields to help protect us from the radiation that is coming through the hole in the ozone, and on and on and on. And we have quite a bit on water, because water is so important. I mean, it's fundamental to life. We can't exist without water, and the waters are being fouled. And because of climate change, the whole balance of water is being changed. So now it's raining way harder than it's ever done before in some places, and the droughts are more blistering in others, and the weather events are becoming way stronger. So there are all these aspects of the elements that are impacting us all the time. So for us to understand the elements and learn how to work with them is really vital to our survival.
Right, and what I'm thinking of when you're talking about this is that in your book, in the Planetary Healing book, you have things like creating water altars as a way of healing, not only to actually healing the planet, the water in the planet, and then you have things for removing toxins in your environment and trying to change not only your own exposure to it, but to others. And when you were writing the book, was that really the intention to basically help heal not only people and their exposure, but also the planet?
Oh, absolutely. I think we have to, I mean, always we have to work on ourselves first, and that opens the way to making room to help others. But every time there's an earthquake or a plane crash or some horrendous war or famine or whether it's human-caused or natural, we have a tendency to feel really helpless and want to be mm-hmm. able to do something. And so what we've compiled in this book is maps, ways that you can be guided through processes that take you to a place of power where you can actually do something. Mm. And that's what we'll be doing tonight on that call when we're making spirit medicine and learning how to not only make it but direct it, and so that we don't have to feel so helpless all the time. And the more of us that combine together to do it, the more power we have.
Right, and so it's the idea of basically, you know, when you hear something on the news that is horrific to you and you feel so helpless, like, what am I supposed to do about this? How could I help? It's going to one of your books, using them as a map for those guided meditations in a way to help, you know, to, and how do you think that works? How do you think that when you actually do a meditation, let's say you have, there's a couple of meditations in your book about cancer. Let's say you have a friend with cancer and you'd like to do, I think it's called the parabola meditation in your book, or that map, or I don't know if you want to call it a map or meditation, but when you do that, how do you think that works? How does it work that your meditation helps that person?
Well, that's a really good question. I think that I think the best way to explain how it works is starting with how would it work on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were to be dealing with cancer and you took this meditation and you put yourself into the center and you open yourself up to receive the energy that the circle was giving to you, you would feel that energy coming in. And if you were ready and confident enough within the safety of the circle that we created. And many of these are recorded on my website as well as the being offered, because I did this for 6 years on the same kind of phone bridge like I'm doing tonight.
Mm-hmm.
With many people at a time for every month for 6 years. And the reports we got back were amazing, but how it happens. So you're in there, and then you make the statement, okay, I'm ready to release these cancer cells, and you honor them. It's not like you're saying, oh, these are bad, I'm going to get rid of them and throw them away. You're honoring them. You've been good teachers for me, and now you have this opportunity to go somewhere else where you can do some good. And that's mm-hmm. all kind of built into this journey and this map. Well, then when they feel those, when they see, feel, and experience those cancer cells leaving their body, and their body that can't distinguish between what's a dream, what's a vision, and what's real time, has that experience and behaves as though it's so.
Mm-hmm.
So you get an actual physical shift in your body. As well,
yes.
In that kind of situation, the cancer cells responding, because you're resonating, you're aligning, you're honoring, you're not, you know, approaching them in fear. You're coming from a place of love and honoring, and they respond to that invitation.
But so in a lot of ways, I think, go ahead.
Well, finish what you're going to say, and then I'll...
Well, you know, here's what I'm, you know, so basically, I think with all the kind of meditations or a lot of the work that's around nowadays, which it's essentially energy work, and it's aligning your mind, body, and spirit, in order for a lot of these meditations to work, you really have to believe it with all your heart and soul. You know, your mind, your body, your soul has to truly feel it, and if you do, it will work. That's what I experience.
I don't necessarily agree with that.
No? Okay.
I don't think you have to believe it. I think your experience is sufficient. In other words, if I have somebody come to me that's really in a religious, you know, confined by religious beliefs where I would usually have a cobra go in and eat their tumor, but maybe they have an idea of a serpent that wouldn't work. So I find another way or another ally that could come in. Maybe Mary would come in and take it. What's important is that they have the experience. So my job is to mm-hmm. get them to have that experience, whether they feel it, see it, know it. It's not that they believe in the concepts, but they believe in their own experience.
Yeah, I think we're saying the same thing, but in different words. But I agree with you.
but what happens is if I have, say, I have a spider go in and wrap up, you know, put a a sling around a broken bone, and I invite the comfrey to go in, the medicine of the plant to go in and knit those together. And I can explain to the person why that works, what the active ingredient is, how it binds cells together.
Right.
And they feel when the spirit of that plant goes in, they feel the little feet of the spider going around them. And all of a sudden their body, that's the experience of their body at a subconscious level. And that's what cuts through and makes the changes happen, or rather allows the changes to happen.
And you know what? We actually are we're out of time to the next segment, so I want to make sure that we have enough time to do the heart meditation. So stay tuned, and we will be right back.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
Hi, everyone. This is CJ Liu. Welcome to Fire It Up with CJ on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Today we have Nikki Scully, and we were talking about her book, Planetary Healing. Welcome back, Nikki.
Thank you. I'm having a great time.
I'm having fun, too. I wish I weren't sick. Can you heal me? Let's do some CJ healing.
Sure.
Oh, no, just joking. So you know what I would love to do? And I wish we had 3 hours to do the show because you have so much to share. I just wish I had more time. But what I would love to do is have the listeners get a heart meditation. We have, I think, 7 minutes, 7 to 8 minutes. According to Chris, to do this meditation. Do you think you could guide us through a meditation on the heart breath?
I'll do a short one, and maybe we'll toss you a little healing into it. How's that?
I'm just joking. You don't have to heal me. I'm taking all sorts of medicines, but thank you. So tell us about this heart breath meditation. What's the intention of this meditation?
The intention of this meditation is to bring your attention to your heart and to open your heart and to feel what it's like to experience the world from the perspective of the heart, even if it's just for a moment. But it will also energize all of you as well and just give you a moment. I can do it pretty quickly if everybody will focus. But if you're driving a car, please pull over.
Okay, good advice. All right, so I'll let you lead us through the meditation. And thank you, by the way, for doing that.
Just everybody, just take a moment to ground and center yourself. And take a deep breath. Let it out. And now focus on your heart. Find the eternal flame that lives in the sanctuary of your heart center. And when you bring it into focus, you might see it, feel it, imagine it, or simply know it's there. Feed it with love. Love is the fuel. What happens when you pour love upon your heart flame? Well, pour love upon it and see what happens. Generally, it gets brighter. It intensifies. and it begins to spread warmth and light throughout your being. Now begin to breathe as though you're inhaling from the very heart of the earth, drawing the breath up through all the elements of the earth, the minerals and crystals, the waters, the plants, and all the way up into your body to your heart. Hold your breath for a second while it mingles with the love you're continuing to pour on your heart flame. And now when you exhale, just feel that energy and vitality go through your whole body. It just turns on every cell, every molecule of your being. So try it again. Inhale from the heart of the earth. Hold your breath while that vitality mingles with the love you're pouring. And then out through every cell of your body. Now focus above as though you're reaching up with your mind to the heart of our galaxy and begin to inhale, drawing down the intelligence, the power of the stars and of our solar system, down through your crown, down into your heart. Let it mingle with the love. And exhale that and see how that feels as it goes out through all your cells and molecules. And now simultaneously, earth and sky, pull in the energy, inhale it from earth and sky. It works like bellows. It meets at your heart flame. You add the love, and this time when it goes out, all of a sudden you begin to feel your heart flame connecting with the heart flame of everyone else who's listening. And of CJ and of me. And suddenly you're just in this bright glow where you feel this connection that's so much larger than just yourself. And just keep breathing that breath and let that light get brighter and brighter. Inhaling from earth and sky, let it mix with your love. Exhaling out. And now think of one person that you love that you would like to send all this love and energy to. One person that might be in pain or be in need right now, and pull in the energy of earth and sky. Let it mix with your love. And this time, direct your breath right as though you were breathing right to the heart of that person. And feel as you know your love is being received. And then just go back to breathing the heart breath. Offer your thanks to the powers of the earth and the powers of the sky. Give a breath to each. And to everyone else that you've had this moment of sharing love and breath with. And then just relax your breathing and take a minute to blow on your hands to just kind of break the connection so that you're can come back and ground and center, but you'll still feel that energy and you'll feel the love of the connection that you just made. And you can do that anytime and send it anywhere. And I think that's the best I could do for such a short time, CJ.
You did it in perfect time. That was a beautiful meditation. That is the best meditation ever. It's one of those things that I think it would be nice to do a couple times during the day, you know, just to touch base with your heart. Because for me, I'm so much in my head that it's very rare to actually touch base with your heart and to send love, and it's a beautiful meditation. I thank both of you for creating it.
It's recorded, and you can get to it at planetaryhealingbook.com, and you can hear that part of the CD that has spirit medicine just for free anytime and reconnect to that and learn how to do it.
Excellent. And are all the other ones are... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, and then you can also sign up for tonight's bridge where we can all make spirit medicine together at 6 p.m. Pacific this afternoon.
Wonderful. And so it's planetaryhealingbook.com. Is that right?
Yes, for our call to action tonight. And also, in case you want to get the book, that's where you'd get it. Please get it from me.
And thank you so much. You are just so wonderful. I wish I had much longer to have you talk because you're so interesting. And I want to thank you and your partner, Mark. I mean, you guys have really put a beautiful piece of work together. So thank you so much. And thank you for being on the show. And thank you out there, everyone, for your presence and learning and listening. Thank you so much. Much gratitude to you, Chris, and tune in next Thursday to hear how to motivate the eclectic modern workforce of millennials, Gen Xers, and baby boomers. Talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.